The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Okay, I got people on hold. They want to talk a little bit on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, so we'll certainly do that. 770-5633. Let me grab, who's the Agate Desert caller again? What was your name? Bob, right?
That's the guy with no arms and legs in a pool.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Unlike Matt, who's that way at the front door, right, Matt?
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, yikes. Remember
so
those.
Anyways, I had three large pebbles in my shoes, or my boots.
Okay.
Biden didn't resign or back out. He was forced out by the three musketeers, or whatever you want to call them, and that was Obama, who is not a natural-born citizen and who was actually a Kenyan national. I wished I had saved that original interview that I saw of his grandmother. But
I do remember the grandmother talking about this. But we're at the point now where natural born citizen really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't seem to matter anymore.
I guess it doesn't anymore because they're putting anybody in there they can get in. But at any rate, he was forced out by Barry, by Fancy Nancy, and Chuckles Schumer. And they basically threatened him, so he backed out. People better pray like hell we don't get Cackle and Kama in there elected, because if the people think we're in trouble now, we're going to be in so much more trouble. I've got some really awesome videos. I might have sent you one of my video links. I don't know if you got it or not. I can resend it. But you know, this government...
Was it the campaign or the ad talking about how dangerous?
All the shooting and killing and all?
Yeah, that's one. I got it. I was watching it last night. It was quite interesting. I was going to post it on my website this morning on the
You should, because that's really impactful. And that's what we're going to look more for if that crazy woman gets elected.
You know, it's interesting that I was talking with Money Guy, you know, Matt, just a few minutes ago, kind of analyzing it from. He says, though, that that it's quite obvious that the tech world and Wall Street in general is having buyer's remorse on going for the Democrat, and they're probably going to be throwing their weight behind the scenes, you know, to Trump. Not that they probably love Trump, but they just look at him as less dangerous for the situation.
Yeah, he's a lot less dangerous. I mean, you know, I've got my bones to pick with Donald, but, you know, he sure took us off in the right direction when he was in. He just had a whole bunch of rotten advisors back in his first term that were working against him.
You know, I hope that would be different for a second term, all right? Bob, appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in from Agate. And let me go to Scott. Scott, you wanted to weigh in on something, too. Go ahead. Hello, Scott. Scott, going once? Is this Scott or not? All right, we'll go to Brian. Hello, Brian. How are you this morning?
Good. Yeah, Bill. All I wanted to do is say is John West, this attack against John West is absolutely ridiculous. Lily Morgan needs to be sued for lying. John West is one of the best commissioners we've had in a while now. And because he's successful, now the Democrats want to take him out, just like they tried to do with this new chapter they wanted to float, which got extremely shot down.
All right. I appreciate your opinion. That's why we had him on. Let me go to the next line here, too. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This is Terry.
Hey, Terry. Terry, I'm sorry. I thought you were Scott. I called you. That's why I screwed up there. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening last night, and they were talking about somebody had sold a big pile of apples.
Yeah, that was Warren Buffett sold about half of his holdings in Berkshire Hathaway. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is that going to make a big difference in Apple stock, or is it still a good time to hold on to it?
I don't know if it really. It didn't seem to impact it all that much, and I think what's they still have a lot. Still have a lot. It could be just a matter of Warren pulling his horns in a little bit and wanting to keep profit that he had gained in the run up. But I couldn't really say one way or the other. I would talk with your financial advisor about that. Okay. But the easy money on just, hey, all you have to do is buy Apple and wait for the money to roll in. Well, maybe that's going to be a little more challenging, okay? Thanks, Terry. Let me go to line three. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, it's Deplorable Patrick. Thank you, Bill. Good
DP.
Morning. And
hi, DP.
Good morning, and yes, sir. And I just wanted to register one brief thought. Now, the other day you were talking with one of the other people about there could be a possibility Kamala could win by the motivating the mindset of the 12-year-old mindset people. And I hope that doesn't happen, her getting in. But,
me too.
But the one really cool silver lining about if she got in is that I think Xi Jinping would be really scared once he sees how well she's able to dance.
Okay. Dance in which way? Like private dancer dancing, or are you talking about doing the political dance?
Maybe you haven't seen the videos that I've seen of her bopping around.
Yeah. Okay, you're talking about those. All right.
Boy, that'll put Xi Jinping in his place if he sees that. Boy, he's going to settle right down and be quiet.
He'll be terrified. Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much. All right. This is the Bill Meyer Show, 770-5633. We're going to do the Diner 62 quiz here in just a moment. All right. So it's a great time for you to jump on. And I'm going to clear the lines. So 770-5633, Diner 62, wonderful food. And, yep, they were back open after a few problems on Friday, all right? But 770-5633, if you haven't won in the last 60 days, actually, we'll get you set up here next. Great question is on the way. All right. Now, I was talking with Matt about the gold, you know, gold at about 40. Where are we looking right now? About 4,300? No, 2423 right now. It picked up most of what it ended up taking out yesterday. Gold was very boring in the midst of all of the market crashes right now. And, of course, that's gold's role, is to preserve wealth and be boring. Okay, that's really what that's about. And when you want to get that just wonderful, boring, it's not sitting there demanding much about you other than the fact that you have it, go to J. Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyer, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. And 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. They understand these markets and will help you understand. And every time there's a pullback, as far as I'm concerned, buy some. Even if it's not pulling back and you're just talking about dollar cost averaging, buy it. But I'm a big fan of in sketchy times, arguably sketchy times, having some of your wealth in physical gold and silver, precious metals that you control, that some third party is not controlling. Okay? Do it at J. Austin. J. Austin at Ashland and Grants Pass. GrantsPassCoins.com, JAustinBrokers.com, and FortuneReserve.com. The recognized experts, J. Austin.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, 1063 KMED.
It's 8:33.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Today in the Real American Quiz, we're talking about risky business. It debuts. It was actually yesterday in history, August 5th of 1983. Hello, Joel. How you doing this morning? Welcome. Hello, Joel.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I knew you were there someplace. Everybody remembers. Everyone remembers Risky Business. You know, Tom Cruise playing Joel Goodson, a suburban Chicago teen, had a series of misadventures, leaves him home alone. Risky Business featured the now famous scene in which Cruise's character dances around the house to old-time rock and roll in his undies, right? Now, the movie poster for Risky Business showed Tom looking over a pair of Ray-Bans and a woman reclining on the hood of a Porsche, also became iconic. And Tom Cruise took up acting in high school, made his film debut in Endless Love, had supporting roles as in Taps and The Outsiders, before starring as a high school senior, basically turning his mother and father's home into a brothel for Risky Business. Now, here's the question for the Diner 62 quiz win, Joel. Rebecca De Mornay played Lana, his love interest in the movie, but was not the director's first choice. So for the Diner 62 win, which actress did the director want to play in Risky Business? Was it A, Michelle Pfeiffer, B, Olivia Newton-John, C, Kelly LeBrock, D, Heather Locklear, or was it E, Kim Basinger? It's one of those five. And what do you think this morning, Joel?
Well, let's go with Kim.
Go with one more time?
Kim Basinger.
Oh, Kim. It sounded like Tim. All right. No. Kim Basinger. Not Kim this time. I'm sorry. I appreciate you trying, though. Let me go to John. John's up here next. Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
Great. So, Rebecca De Mornay was not the first choice to play opposite Tom Cruise. Was it Michelle Pfeiffer, Olivia Newton-John, Kelly LeBrock, or Heather Locklear? What say you?
Is it Heather Locklear?
Heather Locklear. It wouldn't have been a bad pick either. Not the one. Let's go with Vicky in the Applegate. Hey, Vicky, you could win this one. How you doing?
Oh, God, I hope so. That would be awesome.
Yeah, so you have your choice at this point. What was the first choice to play opposite Tom Cruise in Risky Business? Michelle Pfeiffer, Olivia Newton-John, or Kelly LeBrock? They were all doing pretty well back then. What do you say?
I think, who was the first one you said?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I think I'm going to go with Michelle.
You're going to go with Michelle?
Yeah.
It's a great day.
You're a winner!
Yay! Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer turned down the role of Lana, and she had just starred in the not-so-great Grease 2, which I don't think anybody watched.
Oh, my God, I just got that movie.
You just got Grease 2? Really?
I got Grease and Grease 2. I love those movies.
Oh, you poor person. I'm kidding you. But I was never impressed with Grease back in the day as everybody else was. But that's okay. You can have a different opinion. But anyway, she was offered the lead in Risky Business. She turned it down, and she always regretted it after that.
Oh, yeah, she should have took it.
Yeah, in addition, Tom Hanks auditioned for the lead role, but Hanks probably lost out because he was in his late 20s, and Cruise was 19, and you're looking for someone playing the high school deal.
Yeah.
And so other people that also auditioned to play the Cruise part, Sean Penn, Gary Sinise, Kevin Bacon, and John Cusack, they all auditioned before Cruise ended up bagging it. So of course, he didn't really do it really well, too. He came in, he had like an Oklahoma accent on, and I just dropped by to say hello. So he went in wearing a jean jacket. He had a tooth chipped. His hair was greasy. And so...
Ew.
And at first, they weren't impressing it. And they realized that he wasn't doing so well. And then he took another take on reading the part for Joel. And then they were laughing through it. He read like half the script for them. And that's how he ended up getting the role. So there we go. Everyone ended up laughing. So now, when you go to Diner 62, are you going to want that half ham special for $10.95 Monday through Friday? Or are you looking for something else? What do you think?
Well, I have actually, no, don't hate me, but I've never been to Diner 62.
Well, that's about to change. You're going to have to go there. And all I can say here, Vicky, you go to Diner 62. If you are hungry when you leave, you have a hormonal problem and get that checked. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Because they are very generous and also some of the best taco salads in the Valley, too, if you never tried that. But there's the third pound burgers and all the other good stuff. You're going to love it. So hang on, Vicky. I'm going to send you. Going to send you out there. We'll have another Diner 62 quiz coming up for sure. This is the Bill Myers Show. And coming up here, we got to find out what's going on with some of the various news. We'll catch up on that because I'm just running behind. And we're going to talk about some veterans, some veteran news, some veteran fundraising going on that you'd probably like to find out more about.
Breathing. This simple act is much more difficult for us and our vehicles when our air is filled with smoke and ash. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Clogged cabin and engine air filters can put undue stress on our vehicle systems as well as our lungs. This is often a simple fix that can save you time and money in the long run. Please, have your filters checked and let's all breathe a little easier. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Kelly's Automotive Service.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The investigation into the collision of a private boat and a Hellgate excursion boat on the Rogue River is ongoing. The sunken boat, owned by Mitchell Johnson, was recovered from the Rogue Monday afternoon. Three of the passengers on Johnson's boat remain in the hospital. Two of them are not facing serious injury, but Johnson's wife is undergoing surgery following internal bleeding. Even with a lightning storm that moved across central and eastern Oregon over the last couple of days, more than twice as many wildfires in Oregon so far this year have been human-caused. According to the Northwest Coordination Center, the state has seen 986 human-caused fires compared to 402 incidents started by lightning. Oregon's entire congressional delegation is asking the feds to approve the state's request for a disaster declaration for counties facing devastating wildfires. They want designations for Jackson, Douglas, Klamath, Lake, and other counties. I'm Bill London, KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rhonda talks about her experience with Clouser Drilling.
Kevin came right out. The thing that really stood out to me, we could see the years of experience in the quality of their work. And that just showed us what great communication that they have. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Clouser Well Drilling. They were great to work with.
Clouser Drilling has the experience and the equipment to handle the most challenging conditions. Visit ClouserDrilling.com. That's ClouserDrilling.com.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
It's 19 before 9. We appreciate you being here. Terry Haynes joins me in studio this morning, and he is with the Non-Commissioned Officers Association of the United States of America. He's here to talk about some programs they're working on that if you would like to help out area veterans, he's the guy you want to talk to and go to his events. Terry, great to have you back. How you been?
I'm doing outstanding, Bill.
Yeah. Now, Terry, I think most famously, we've talked to you for a number of years about the Vetter Run, but it looks like you're getting involved in so many activities that are a lot of fun to do and coming up with different ways to help veterans programs. What kind of veterans programs have you contributed to or help out overall?
Well, we've helped the Vietnam Wall, which again is going to be supported this year by our charities.
Yeah, what is the status of the wall in Southern
wall
Oregon?
We're in a transition phase right now. We're continuing to raise funds. We've got the wall in our possession out at Knife River, and we're just trying to get the funds to get it installed. So right now it's scheduled to go in out at Lithia Driveway Park by the ball fields. But their ODOT is looking to perhaps – they want that piece of ground too, so –
So there's a little bit of a battle going on over there.
Yeah, there's
the
a little
then.
Bit of a battle, but I think we're going to come out stronger and better.
How much is going to be needed to finally make this happen?
Probably at least a half a mil.
Half a mil?
Half a mil.
Wow.
Construction, thanks to our current administration, has just gone through the roof. Prices of fuel. I mean, every contractor drives something powered by diesel.
Yeah, and if you're quoting the price to a couple of years ago, triple it now, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Like
all right. Well, but anyway, that the community will step up. I think it will.
Yeah, and the other every year we do one that deals with veteran suicide prevention because my father committed suicide back in October 20th of 2002.
Sorry to hear that.
And so that's one of my passions. We've got to deal with 22 a day, and so we've got our bowling event coming up on September 14th. We've got a golf tournament. Figuratively titled 22 a day is 22 too many on the 22nd of September. And then our 5K fun run, which is in its eighth year, is on the 28th, and that'll be out at the Jackson County Expo.
So this is going to be a pretty busy next month and a half or so of veterans benefits kind of programs.
Right. All here. Three of these events are supporting the veteran charities, which are David's Chair, which provides free track chair access.
That is so cool. I have seen them do this, which you have a paralyzed veteran who is able to kind of go out in nature again with those electric chairs, the electric kind of like
track chairs.
It's kind of, they kind of remind me of like an electric snow cat that would be made down here, kind of a small version shrunk down to the size of to help a wheelchair get
absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. And give them a quality of life because they're typical wheelchair can't get off the hardtack, and
no.
You know you can't go to the beach, you can't go camping or fishing.
Harder
or
to go fishing
up in the snow. Or
this can give a veteran his or her life back then.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mighty Oaks, which is our veteran suicide prevention, the Vietnam Wall, and then we added a fourth charity this year called Veterans Back 40 Adventure, which takes veterans on motorcycles up to the Back 40 to sit there and commune with nature and each other. All of these charities are 501c3 tax-exempt organizations, and ours is a 501c19. So in the first 8 years, our 5K, and last year we added the golf tournament, have raised $131,850.
Not bad.
And our goal this year, with the third event added on, is to raise $60,000 to support all of these charities.
All right, could I take a look at your little poster here? So this is the Bowling for Vets. This is the first one coming up, and you have Marshall Holman as part of this, right? Very famous local bowler. And this is going to be for Veteran Services and Suicide Prevention. It's going to be noon to 3 on, Saturday, September 14th, noon to 3 out at Lava's Lanes. It's a great time.
Yes.
And do you have to have a certain level of bowling prowess to get involved? How do you get involved with
anybody? If you can pick up a bowling ball, you can participate, because we're going to provide awards for the best bowler, the three best bowlers, and the three worst bowlers.
I qualify for that, man.
If you throw gutter balls for three games, you're going to win a prize.
Gutter ball Bill, there we go.
We can do this. We want it to be a fun event. It's $50 per bowler or $200 per team of four. Make it simple math. But the bottom line is that includes the bowling, it includes raffle tickets, the shoes, food, drink. You get something for your money, plus a great time, and have an opportunity to meet Medford's own PBA champion, Marshall Holman.
I'm kind of curious, is Marshall going to bowl while he's there too?
No, he's going to come out and basically share how significant of an event this is and throw his support to the efforts that we're making here.
So he's not going to go out there to show anybody up. He's there to help.
We've got some pretty good bowlers here in the Valley, but, we've gotten a couple of teams already signed up, and a couple more have already said and starting to get. So with the we're closing the registration for the bowling.
September 7th.
The week before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we really need people to start coming out. And you can get a hold of ncoarogue.org and go to the events tab on that website.
For all of these events, including the veteran, you can choose the
event you want to participate in. Hit the tab or the QR code on there, and it will automatically take you to the ability to sign up. We really could use some sponsors for all of these events. If you donate at least $500, we will promote your business at two of the events, and for $1,000 or more, we will promote you at all three events. There's at least 100 bowlers that are coming out. We look at, I think right now we're at 124 golfers. Mm-hmm. And last year we had over 300 sign up for the 5K. So that's three different demographic groups that
runners, bowlers.
You can get your business promoted in all of these things.
So we got the Bowl for Vets. That's on the 14th. And then the next one after that, I'm just going to go through what you brought here. Hope you don't mind me reaching out there in front of you. Golf tournament, that's the 20th. Boy, you got a bunch of them in a row. Next weekend, then after that, after the bowling tournament, 22nd of September, that's the golf tournament. And, of course, people love to go
golfing. And that's going to be out at Stone Ridge on Sunday the 22nd at 9 a.m.
And then the 28th is the Veteran 5K, Better Run, I should say, 5K Fun Run. What is the main website again so people can find this stuff? I'll put it up on my website, too.
It is ncoarogue, R-O-G-U-E, .org.
All right.
And if you have any questions, you can always give me a call at 541-601-8467. Or you can give me an email, send me an email.
Yeah, I'll put your email up there, okay? Yeah, because otherwise people are going to have trouble following that, okay, Terry? Terry, I want to, before we take off, you had talked about that that why you were so passionate about these veteran programs, especially the suicide, the ones fighting suicide. You have about 22 veterans a day who commit suicide in our country, and that your father ended up committing suicide, which has to just leave a hole in your heart on something like this. And is there any common thread to why veterans seem to have such a propensity higher than their percentage of the population to
a lot of the things that they experience, particularly combat veterans, experience things that the average citizen never deals with. And for so many years, there was no acknowledgement that there was a problem. You know, you just suck it up, baby, you know, sort of an attitude.
Yeah. And, that was it. You know, be a man, right?
Yeah. And,
be a man,
and there
suck
was
it up.
A fear that if you showed weakness and tried to ask for help, that it would impact your career. So everybody just dumbed up and didn't say anything. So over the last couple of years, there's been a more openness and a realization, and we've been pressing the Department of Defense to deal with this, because 22 a day is really a low number. It's closer to double that. And in fact, I read a report, and I talked at the senior enlisted at last month. There has been an increase in the Army or in the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force in the number of suicides. And the Army had a slight decline, but they were so far ahead of everybody else that it's still, they still have more suicides in the Army than any other service. It's just something that needs to be dealt with. And I'd like to also share, since I kind of pledged this to our sponsors, we've gotten a bunch of gold sponsors, $1,000 or more. BBSI here locally, Murphy Creek Wellness, Roseburg Forest Products, Columbia Care, Rogue Community Health, and just yesterday I got People's Bank to come in as a gold sponsor.
Very good.
And our blue sponsors, 500 or more, are First Interstate Bank, Avista Utilities, Biomass, Timber Products, Umpqua Bank, Lens Chiropractic, Allstate Insurance, and Team Senior. And then our red sponsors, Rogue Dental, Mahar Homes, and Cow Creek.
Umpqua Indians, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, you can get on this list here, too, and get a lot of great press here helping out the veterans. So it's ncoarogue.org, and you go to the events tab, and it's all this information. We'll put this up. And, Terry, I appreciate you sharing some of this. It's going to be a busy month coming up in September for the veterans, okay?
Right. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, which is why we picked all these events to happen in September.
And we will do the best to make sure that you get these events really working well, okay?
Thank you.
And Terry Haynes, once again, from NCOA, make that, yeah, ncoarogue.org. Terry Haynes is Vice Chairman, Board of Directors of the Non-Commissioned Officers Association of the United States of America. It is 8:53 on KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
Spectrum delivers with fast and reliable internet. And with Spectrum One, you get even more. Spectrum internet, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and one Spectrum Mobile unlimited line, both free for 12 months. Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and mobile. Get it all together with Spectrum One. Starting at just $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Stocks are sharply higher as Wall Street rebounds from yesterday's global stock sell-off. The Dow Industrials up 376, the NASDAQ up 244, the S&P 500 up 79. Yum Brands has reported a mixed quarter as both Pizza Hut and KFC reported declining same-store sales. Yum reported second quarter net income of $367 million, which is down from the $418 million a year earlier. KFC's U.S. restaurants continued to struggle, with domestic same-store sales shrinking 5%. Pizza Hut's U.S. same-store sales decreased 1%. The outlier is Taco Bell, who saw same-store sales increase 5%. Five secretaries of state are urging Elon Musk to fix an AI chatbot on X that has spread election misinformation. X has not responded. Once again, stocks are sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
What With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED.
8:56 and change. Not going to have any more time for calls at the moment, but we'll certainly open some up for tomorrow. I just appreciate your listenership and thank you for the happy birthday deal. It was a great birthday yesterday. I worked my tail off. All right. I don't know how your landscaping and shrubbery has been doing in the heat, but I had one of these pine bushes, big old pine bush, probably been there since 1986 when the house was built. And no matter how much water I poured on it, it just died deader than a doornail. And so I was cutting it off and taking pieces of it over in the van again to rogue disposal, but biomass. Yeah, did that. By the way, I wanted to mention that rogue disposal. Let's see if I can find that. People are telling me that we had someone call earlier this morning saying that there was a problem with billing with Rogue Disposal, the Jackson County provider of most of the garbage to haul off services and things like that. And it is important to note that Waste Management ended up purchasing Rogue Disposal. So there were some changes as part of this. And so if you've not received your bill or the auto pay didn't go through, because that's what happened with me. And I didn't realize that my auto pay hadn't gone through for Rogue Disposal. Check that. And I had to go in online and make an instant payment because I didn't want my bill to go behind. But if you do that, just check it out. Make sure that you're paying attention. That could be part of what we're dealing with, okay? And I'm sure they'll get this all figured out in a bit, okay? Hans Albuquerque writes me this morning, "Hey, Bill, when Brandon was bumbling, stumbling at the end, the Don's handlers kept him quiet so that the Titanic would sink on its own. But now that the roles have changed, and although the Cackler has said nothing in 15-plus days officially, her handlers have flipped the scales, and they're watching the Don keep stepping in his own stuff regarding heritage. Tuck her away until he's destroyed the fake poll numbers even further. It makes the 2024 steal even easier." Yeah, I would agree with you. It's not been real smart stuff going on recently, Hans, and let's hope that the Don pulls it out pretty quickly. Email of the day, that's sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. We'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans.